This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here's the set and the pitch, and he struck him out swinging on a slider to end the season. The Rangers win today 8-0, their 12th shutout of the year, and finish the season 78-84.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. It's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
All I know is this. If you have Nathan Eovaldi pitching the last game of your season, you're guaranteed a win.
Hell yeah.
Game 5 of the World Series, who started?
Eovaldi.
Who shut out the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Eovaldi.
Who shut out the Fighting Angels yesterday?
Vaunted. Angels.
I was wondering if they were doing cutoffs and relay practice at 10 a.m. yesterday. They didn't. And they probably needed to because they then had another bad cutoff and relay in the last game of the season. All right. So anyways, enough about that. The Angels are not good. Well, you know what? Not enough about that. I thought this was interesting from Ron Washington after getting swept by the Chicago White Sox and then coming home. And this was before getting swept by the Rangers. Is he said, I don't have any big league players after the White Sox series. And he said, look, I'm a little bit. That was a little bit taken out of context. And then his quote the next day was before the Rangers series. I'm not saying I don't have big league players. Mm. What I'm saying is they haven't developed into big league players.
Like, so kind of the same.
Ron, yeah. You're saying the same thing. You're saying that you're hopeful that they become big league players, but they're not big league players. And I watched that series. I think he's right in what he's saying, but I don't think it's the best thing to say to these 26 guys on your team because
probably not.
They're probably not too pleased that you just said all of us are non-big league players. But Ron is Ron, man. He's like, I'm going to give you my honest thoughts on this. I have 26 guys that I don't really think can win at a major league level. And they kind of proved it the last week of the season. The first stop on the road trip that I was lucky enough to go on was going to Oakland. And they had good crowds there all 3 days. But the last day there, it's very tough to explain. But to go to a place where they're going to be celebrated because it's the last time you can ever see your team play in your city. But then the sadness that goes along with that this is the last time you're ever going to see your team play in this city. It was, all I can say is the word you can use is emotional because it had different emotions. It had the emotion of happiness. It had the emotion of sadness as the game progressed. And you could feel it throughout the weekend. But really, as you got to about the seventh inning, you could feel the anger that had built up that we've celebrated this team for seven innings now, and now it's time to show our displeasure with owner John Fisher and maybe even somewhat the city of Oakland, maybe just the surrounding areas that they couldn't ever figure out through a 20-plus year history of how to get a new stadium in that area. So being there, Dave Raymond, I thought, was cooking Thursday afternoon. I mean, he talked about different things that I didn't really know about because he went to Stanford, so he was in area. His first major league job was with the Giants, so he was in that area, so he experienced what it's like to be a Oakland Athletics fan versus a San Francisco Giants fan. And he talked about John Fisher and just how horrible of an owner that he's been throughout. I think he bought the team in 05, if I have the year right.
It feels like everyone agrees on that part, except for John Fisher.
Yeah, and maybe Rob Manfred.
That could be.
Yeah. But, man, there were a few times. I don't know about you guys. If one of you guys start crying, I'm going to start feeling choked up too, sure, because I can feel your, whether it's anger, sadness, both combined, I'm going to feel it too. Like I can feel your joy or happiness in something that has really given you pure joy or pure happiness. And to hear Dave talking about the sadness and the anger that he felt for the Bay Area, which he does love, going to college there and then kind of becoming a big league announcer, a broadcaster there. It got to me. And then you just see the faces of people as you look into the crowd and you just see the emotions they're going through. And I can't imagine being a fan of whether it's the Rangers, the Cowboys, the Mavericks, the Stars. The Stars is a little bit weird because they came here while I was in high school, but yeah, to lose a team, we've never lost a team. Now, I guess if you were a fan of the Dallas Texans, you lost a team, or the Dallas Chaparrals, who are now the San Antonio Spurs, or now the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I guess you have gone through somewhat of losing a team, but you have to be a lot older. Yeah.
And they've won, I know it's been a while, but since they came to Oakland, they won four World Series. Like, can you imagine if over your life you saw the Rangers win three more World Series and then in like 30 years they're like, yep, moving the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be devastating.
And it was just approximately a decade ago they made the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Like, they were a good team with Matt Olson and Matt Chapman and Grant Balfour. And I will tell you this, this isn't going to make Ranger fans happy, but they would play this kind of 4 minute, hey, the Oakland Coliseum. And maybe it was like 2 to 4 minutes, somewhere in there. And they would play all of these great memories, whether it was you hated it or not. Like, that's where the wave was created. I didn't know that.
Oh,
Whether it's obviously talking about Catfish Hunter and Reggie Jackson and Raleigh Fingers and the dynasty, if you don't know, 72 through 74.
They won straight.
Yeah, and it was only broken up because, believe it or not, their owner was super cheap back then, even though they did have a great stadium and everything, and they had the best team in baseball by far. Charles Finley broke that team up that was probably going to win another championship somewhere between like 75 and 78. I'm not saying they would have won all of them. There was obviously the Big Red Machine. There were other teams, the Royals, you know. There were good teams back then, too.
In 75, they still won 98 games.
Yeah, so they had a chance to have another championship through that dynasty in the early 70s, but Finley refused to pay the players, and then the Players Association, that's when they really stepped in. That was, like, really where the Players Association had another big step forward in arbitration and things like that, where you just can't offer guys that just won three back-to-back championships another $500 raise. Like, yeah, there has to be more to it than you have total control over these players. But going forward, just the only thing I could think about, guys, that in our lifetime that it felt like, and I didn't go to it because it was so expensive to go to, and it's different because it's just a person, is the last game ever of Dirk Nowitzki here. In 2019, I guess it was the 18-19 season, is the last game ever of Dirk Nowitzki, and knowing you'll never see him play basketball again, but you knew it was time, like he didn't have much left, but it was still the celebration of this is it. There's no anger. There was maybe a little bit of sadness that arguably the greatest athlete in Dallas-Fort Worth history, his 21 years was coming to an end. And so it was just like, you get to see it one more time. It's not the same anymore. Kind of like Oakland Coliseum is not the same anymore. Yeah. This is where I was going to go. They play that through that thing where they show all the greatness of Oakland. They do play "And the Sun Was on Our Side" in 2012. They play that every day there, of the Josh Hamilton missed fly ball. And I forgot this. Do you remember who was on the mound for that missed fly ball?
I do not.
Derek Holland.
Derek Holland.
Oh.
So he points up, like, there's the ball. And then the magic of the Oakland sky, this is where then Wyatt Lankford, a rookie, has trouble with the Oakland sky on the final game, and the winning run was scored because of the Oakland sky against the Texas Rangers. So there was just this magic that's happening. A few Ranger fans, not many. I don't go to Twitter much, X or whatever, but they're like, I can't believe you said this. Because at the end of the game ends, and we're going to stick with it because Oakland players are going to go onto the field and thank the city of Oakland. And I said, look, I'm not crazy about when the Rangers lose. It doesn't make me feel good. But this one, seeing 50,000 people celebrate in a game that meant absolutely nothing to the Texas Rangers, it was okay. It actually felt right. And somebody's like, I can't believe it. You want to spoil that one and you're a Ranger. I'm like, if it was for a playoff spot or this costs the Rangers a chance to compete for a playoff spot, I wouldn't have been good with it. But in that moment, that situation, those people needed that.
They're losing their team forever.
And they've already lost all their teams.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, maybe. We actually might need to dive back into that. But I was thinking about, like, when Texas Stadium closed, it's not like the team was going away. They're just going to a new building.
Moving up the road.
And I think that's a valid point. That's why I asked you that before the show this morning, because that thought crossed my mind.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oakland is a dying city. It's horrible. I hate saying it, but man, when you're driving from San Francisco, we don't even stay in Oakland. Nobody stays in Oakland. Not Oakland players don't stay in Oakland.
Oh man.
It's a town that's dying, and it's lost its football team. It's lost its basketball team. And the basketball team is at least a 20-minute drive or a 30-minute drive across the bay to San Francisco, but they've lost everything. They don't have sports anymore, and I don't know how they'd get it back. There is a small hope that there's small hope from Oakland fans that John Fisher is such a pathetic owner.
Yes.
That for approximately two decades, he couldn't figure out how to even come close to getting a stadium anywhere in the Oakland area, that they're like, he's not going to figure it out in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, by the way, Las Vegas has not agreed to be the home of the Athletics. They haven't blown up that
It's still here. We just saw, yeah.
They have done nothing to get ready to take on the Las Vegas Athletics. I don't think it's happening. I'm going to be honest. I don't think Las Vegas becomes the home of the Athletics. I could be wrong. I think they're going to play in Sacramento. And by the way, for another time, I guess, I know I'm out of time, but agents do not want any of their players. I'm not talking about just Athletics. They don't want any of their players going and playing a game in Sacramento.
Whew. What a spirited addition.
So Manfred's dealing with that as all the agents are calling up baseball and going, we are not playing in Sacramento. We're not playing in Sacramento.
I don't know what just happened.
I like the way you said
but
that.
But the A's fans basically think that their owner is such a blockhead that he can't get this thing taken care of.
He won't get Vegas done either, so they might have to start searching again in the Bay Area for a place.
Good grief. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.